Republican delegate Ben Klein of Rockbridge has patroned a bill that would establish a governor's child safety test as a part of public school physical education programs. This would be funded by a $5 increase in the $10 fee approved several years ago for all misdemeanor and felony convictions.
The bill is designed to give children the tools they need to be able to recognize threats to their personal safety and to empower them with the ability to escape from any dangerous situation should the need arise.
Aaron Runyon's daughter, Samantha, was kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and murdered days before her 6th birthday 11 years ago. She's pushing to see a more coordinated system to handle missing persons cases so other parents and children won't have to experience what she and her daughter did.
Every year there were 58,000 non-family-related abductions, another 204,000 family-related abductions. And most surprising to me was that 1 in 4 to 5 girls and 1 in 7 to 10 boys are sexually abused in this country before the age of 18. The reality is, in cases like my daughter's, the most extreme type of case, over 70% of those children who will be murdered are murdered within the first 3 hours. So every second counts. Every child deserves to know that no one has the right to hurt them or touch them inappropriately, and that they have a right to say no, and they have skills and knowledge to get away.
Republican delegate Rob Bell of Albemarle has introduced legislation that would ensure that missing persons reports from outside agencies are delivered to the appropriate law enforcement agency within 2 hours.
We're trying to make sure that those reports get immediately to law enforcement when it's a crime, when it's a criminal case. We don't want them to linger in some social service agency. We don't want them to linger at the schools. If a child is actually being abused, they have to be notified right away.
Bell also has a bill to establish mandatory multiple disciplinary teams, or MDTs.
What they do is they will have meetings to both describe general practices, how we're going to get the information from what the left hand to the right hand, how they will know what they're doing. And then second, with regards to specific cases, they can actually talk, if they meet often enough, about what are we doing with this particular defendant, how are we handling that investigation. It's our understanding that social services is taking that on. Has there come a law enforcement component of it? What we find is that these regular meetings will ensure that these different groups work together and that nothing falls between the cracks.
Dan Harrington is the father of Morgan Harrington, who was abducted and killed after attending a Metallica concert in Charlottesville 4 years ago.
We found there was little knowledge of resources, no organized effort to mobilize local, state, and national resources to help families know what resources were available to them, to help basically to do the register in the databanks. And there was no one to help with strategy on using social media or reaching out to the public to ask for help. In fact, the Harringtons were asked to not use the media. Virginia citizens need consistent guidelines. Our law enforcement needs guidelines and protocols and resources to quickly mobilize to search for a missing person, and families should be able to ask for help from law enforcement in these cases.
Camille Cooper, Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Association to Protect Children.
I can't stress enough the importance of a well-coordinated response. You can't have social services, law enforcement, and the ICAC, and the prosecutor all operating in silos, not speaking to each other, not talking about cases, not coordinating, and not fixing these holes that occur.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.